Well, good evening, good morning, good afternoon, whatever time you're listening. Everyone, you're tuned into Back Porch Bluegrass, and I'm your host, Paul Trendworth, and I'm going to play all sorts of bluegrass music for you for the next hour. And lots of stuff from the depths of my CD shelves. And this time we're focusing on fiddle. If we had to call the program something, we'd call it Focus on Fiddle. It's certainly not going to be an explanation of the role of fiddle in bluegrass music or anything like that. But it's just a whole bunch of good fiddle playing there that I'd like you to share with me on this. You're going to hear some of the fiddle playing that was influential on the bluegrass that the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band played. You're going to hear some contemporary fiddle style that just fits in, but really some of the classics. Fiddle is just a wonderful instrument, and to be able to play competently is just a real gift, as well as an acquired skill that takes years of learning. So you're going to hear all sorts of lovely bits of fiddle playing, and one of them is in this theme tune, Soaring on the String. So we'll hear that one out, and then I'll tell you what we're going to have next. Was Colleen Trenworth, best known New Zealand fiddle player from the early days, and doing a fine job on a tune that she and I wrote together called Soaring on the Strings, and boy did she soar on those strings. Well, one of the fiddle tunes that really made it for us was from the Stanley Brothers, and Country Picking and Singing was the name of the album. Stanley Brothers did great harmonies, driving banjo, and they always had a great fiddle player. There were several of them, but the one that influenced us the most was from the 1958 recording of Orange Blossom Special. They did a fine version of it, and that was the one that Colleen learned, and lots of other people have learned a similar way to the way Colleen plays. It all goes back to the fiddle player Joe Meadows, who was playing with them at the time, and he did this fine version of the Chubby Wise tune Orange Blossom Special. After that, we're just going to hear a regular bluegrass song called Poison Lies, which is a same year, 1958, with the Stanley Brothers, but it was Ralph Mayo playing on the fiddle, and all their fiddle players managed to capture the feel of the music. Have a listen to Orange Blossom Special, and then Poison Lies from the Stanley Brothers.
Thank you. need to hear you say is that you want me. And the stories that they told all down there. For somehow I can't make my heart believe it. There's only poison blood going around. It's a talk now that you're living reckless, going places dear and doing things that's wrong. Running around with a crowd you once hated, just to spite one that's loved you so long. All I need to hear you say is that you want me, and the stories that they've told all about them. For somehow I can't make my heart believe it. Your time we were tired of each other, and our love didn't seem to be the same. And you thought I grew fond of another, so you left me and I took the blame. All I need to hear you say is that you want me, and the stories that they told all about them. For somehow I can't make my heart believe them. They're only poison lies going round.
Oh, that's some classic Stanley Brothers stuff from 1958. Orange Blossom Special was Joe Meadows on the fiddle. Poison Lies had Ralph Mayo on the fiddle. And they both would be typical of the Stanley Brothers style. Well, the man, of course, who put fiddle right in the front of bluegrass music was, interestingly, a mandolin player, Bill Monroe, and his Bluegrass Boys always featured some great fiddle playing, and he did some very innovative things as well. He's credited with putting the music style together. At different times, he added instruments to the music, and he quite often had two fiddles or three fiddles even in the band that really drove the music along and was a very powerful sort of sound. And we've got a recording from 1958 from the Bluegrass Instrumentals LP, Stony Lonesome. This has got three fiddles, and it's really about drive in the music. You know, all the instruments are capturing the drive of the music. And then we've got a 1963 recording where Bill had a young banjo player from way up north, city boy in the band, Bill Keith, with his very innovative banjo playing, added a new dimension to the band. And we're going to play one of the classic tunes, Santa Claus, which features the banjo, but it's got a beautiful fiddle break from Kenny Baker in it. Let me just check on the Stony Lonesome with the three fiddles. We've got Bobby Hicks playing fiddle and Charles Smith playing fiddle. Got the two fiddles on Stony Lonesome. And then on Santa Claus, we've got Kenny Baker playing fiddle. He was with Bill Monroe for a long time and just captured it. Interesting story about the tune Santa Claus. I heard Bill Keith say that Bill Monroe taught him the tune, told him how it went, how he wanted it to bounce along and all that sort of thing. And then when they recorded it, Bill's mandolin part was totally different from what Bill Keith was expecting. And he said it really changed the tone of the whole thing. So I don't think Bill Monroe made it easy for anybody. But here we have Stony Lonesome with a couple of great fiddle players, and then Santa Claus. Thank you. Oh, it was great to hear that tune again. I haven't heard it for a while. That's one of my favourite banjo tunes, Santa Claus. It just had some lovely licks in it, and Kenny Baker, the fiddle player, just captured the melody beautifully. And lovely to hear. We're going to play some old-time fiddle playing now. Now, this is recently recorded old-time fiddle playing from a group called the Haywood Billy Goats. They have at the Mountain Grass Festival in Harrietville last year, and they're one of the old-time bands. And one of the major differences between bluegrass music and old-time music is that the fiddle tends to keep playing right the way through in old-time music, and whereas in bluegrass music it gets its breaks the same as the other instruments and then does some sort of tasteful backup and interludes just in between the vocals and supports the other instruments, and then when it gets a break, that's the time to shine and show your stuff. And the old time, the fiddle player tends to be the dominant one, and they go right the way through. But this tune, Walking in the Parlour, it's got Andrew Small playing fiddle, and it's a great tune. Hope you enjoy it. From the Haywood Billy Goats. Small with the Haywood Billy Goats, Walking in the Parlour, and lovely clawhammer banjo by Jeremy Markop there, just driving the tune along. Well, let's get into a bit more contemporary music now. Bill Evans is a fine banjo playing, working out of Albany, just north of San Francisco. Wonderful teacher, wonderful stylist on the banjo. There's nothing he doesn't really know about it. And Megan Lynch, fine fiddle player and the vocalist. They do all sorts of interesting music. For a while, there was a musical pairing between Bill Evans and Megan Lynch, and the name of the album is Let's Do Something. That's often what musicians say. Hey, yeah, that's good fun. We ought to do something about that. I've been in that situation myself, and often it never happens. Well, Bill Evans and Megan Lynch made it happen. And here's a tune, just the banjo and the fiddle, called The Distance Between Two Points. Have a listen to each of the instruments, and it's fine music. ¶¶ Different, wasn't it? Bill Evans and Megan Lynch, The Distance Between Two Points. Lovely sound on the banjo and wonderful fiddle playing. Did you like the vamping she was doing just in there? Very, very unique timing, eh? This edition of Back Porch Bluegrass is focusing on fiddle. That's why there's a whole bunch of instrumental music and there's a few songs mixed in. I hope you're enjoying just this little focus of attention on the fiddle playing. There's so many different ways of playing. Now, there is one guy who's put it all together, and everyone who knows me and my musical taste will know who's coming next. Kenny Baker is the man that wrote the book on bluegrass fiddle, as far as I'm concerned. Played with Bill Monro on and off for 15, 16 years, and was a classic part of his sound. Went off and played, very talented musician. He came from a background of playing swing and sort of country fiddle, really, but he just seemed to capture all the nuances required in bluegrass music. And from the Grassy Fiddle Blues album, we're going to hear a couple of tracks. Baker's Breakdown, which is classic Kenny Baker, and then the old tune Kentucky Waltz. We all know it as a song. Well, Kenny just manages to imbue the tune with some wonderful feeling, and I hope you enjoy that. Let's listen to Kenny Baker, master of bluegrass fiddle. Thank you. Kenny Baker style fiddle with the Kentucky Waltz. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass with a focus on fiddles this time. Let me tell you what's going on. We, of course, you can listen to this program anytime you like if you go to the Free FM 89.0 website and look for it as a podcast. There's a drop down list where you can drop down a list of the programs on Access Radio and pick on Back Porch Bluegrass, and then about the last eight programs are there, and you can download them to your computer and listen anytime. People all over the world are doing that. Thank you very much. And many people are enjoying this approach to bluegrass music. If you're listening live, it's on a Tuesday night in the Hamilton, New Zealand area, and it's in various Access Radio stations all around New Zealand, all enjoying some bluegrass music. We have Back Porch Bluegrass The Jam Session, which is on the fourth Sunday of each month in Hamilton at the Silverdale Normal School Hall. That's in the southeast of the city of Hamilton. And on a 2:30 on the Sunday afternoon, we gather and we all pick a bit of bluegrass music, play and perform some songs for the enthusiastic audience that's watching. We often have guests, and then we have a bit of a jam session at the end. And we've got some guests this Sunday, Pete and the Skiffy Rivets from Auckland. They're coming down. The Skiffy Rivets do some wonderful vocal harmonies and guitar, resonated guitar, mandolin and bass accompaniment, and these great harmonies we might hear from them a little bit later on in the program. But come along and hear some great live music in an excellent atmosphere. You'll hear some banjo playing, fiddle playing, mandolin playing, guitar playing, bass playing, water harps, dulcimers, all sorts of things. You never know what you might hear. Everyone contributes, and it's a real good fun afternoon. Email me at paultrenwith@gmail.com if you want to know more details about that. If you're in the Cambridge area, on March the 11th there's a concert put on by Molly G, a fine young performer who is raising funds to go to a special performance college for the summer in Los Angeles. She's trying to raise money to take her and her mum across there to do that. She's got all sorts of people on the program to play basically a country music concert. In particular, Molly will be on it, Brendan Dugan, and the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band. So there's a bit of bluegrass in there too. And that's on March the 11th, Saturday, March the 11th, at the Cambridge High School Hall. Starts about 7 o'clock. It's an early start, I think. Get your tickets for that. It's for a wonderful purpose, and it'll be a night of great music. Oh, we better get on with some focusing on fiddle. I got lots of stuff to play. Laurie Lewis is someone whose music I've admired since 1990. That was the first time I heard her. She's a fiddle player and a fine singer. Often plays guitar in her own band because she carries a fiddle player as well sometimes. And she chooses really appropriate music, great music, and always comes up with something special. This is an old Bill Monroe song, and to be honest, I've never heard Bill Monroe do it, but she does a fine version of the song and plays fiddle on it. So we've got Laurie Lewis playing fiddle on the tune A Lonesome Road. Have a listen to this. Seeking for
begged me not to go. But my foolish pride told me what to do, and it put me on this lonesome road. Oh, such lonely nights I've never seen, no time in life before. If he'd
and A Lonesome Road. Here's Colleen Trenwith from the Way Down South album by Hamilton County Bluegrass Band with a tune that she wrote herself called The 8th of February. February by Colleen Trenwith tune there. Well, one of the first examples of bluegrass fiddle we heard was on the Flattened Scruggs Live at Carnegie Hall album. Paul Warren was a fiddle player, and several years ago, back in 2013, he was honoured by the International Bluegrass Music Association for his contribution to fiddle playing. He was a fine fiddle player, slightly old-timey in lots of ways. His sound just suited Lester Flatt singing perfectly. And and he was with the Flint and Scruggs band for a long time. There's a couple of classic tunes. One is The Footprints in the Snow. We often think of that as a Bill Monroe tune, and it surely was, but Bill actually borrowed it from previous sources, and I think just about every bluegrass band's ever done it. And Lester Flatt does a fine job of singing the story. And then an absolute classic piece with called Fiddle and Banjo, just a fiddle and a five-string banjo. And these are wonderful examples of Paul Warren's playing.
Now some folks like the summertime when they can walk about. Through the meadow green, it's pleasant there to go down. But give me the winter time when the snow's on the ground. I found her when the snow's on the ground. I traced her little footprints in the snow. I found her little footprints in the snow. Oh, bless that happy day when Nellie lost her way. I found her when the snow's on the ground. Said she just stepped out, she'd be returning soon. Found her little footprints and I traced them through the snow. And I found her when the snow's on the ground. I traced her little footprints in the snow. I found her little footprints in the snow. Oh, bless that happy day when Nellie lost her way. I found her when the snow's on the ground. She's up in heaven, she's with the angel band. Soon I'm gonna join her in that happy land. Every time the snow falls, it brings back memories. I found her when the snow's on the ground. I traced her little footprints in the snow. I found her little footprints in the snow. Oh, bless that happy day when Nellie lost her way. I found the snow's on the ground.
Thank you. Thank you very much. You know, down in their part of the country, hadn't been too many years ago since just a five-string banjo and the fiddle was kind of called a band down that way. When you mentioned a band, one reach and get the fiddle, and the other the banjo, and they had it all ready to go. So we'd like for Earl Scruggs and Paul Warren to kind of prove that to you tonight by picking a couple of numbers for you, just the five string and the fiddle. You ready for it?
Thank you.
that is an absolute classic, and I've played that tune many times and thoroughly enjoyed it. I tell you, that is a great banjo sound, great fiddle playing by Paul Warren, master of the fiddle. We got something a little bit different for you now, so you're just going to have to relax here and listen. This is a story of a fiddle competition, and it's just called the Mountain Whippoorwill, really, and it's by John McEwen of the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, and he accompanies the story just with his banjo. But listen, it's a story of a fiddle competition and just how this mountain whippoorwill just wasn't sure how he was going to win the competition. But just listen to the words of it. I've been wanting to play this tune for a long time. I thought this is a perfect opportunity to do it.
Up in the mountains, it's lonesome all the time. Soft winds blowing through a sweet potato vine. Up in the mountains, it's lonesome for a child. Whippoorwills are calling as the sap runs wild. Up in the mountains, mountains in the fog, everything's as lazy as an old hound dog. I was born in the mountains, never raised a pet. I don't want nothing and haven't got it yet. I was born in the mountains, lonesome born. Raised running ragged through the cockleburrs and corn. I never knew my pappy, maybe never should. I think he was a fiddle made of mountain laurel wood. I never had a mammy to teach me pretty please. I think she was a whippoorwill a-skittin' through the trees. I never had a brother nor a whole pair of pants. But when I start to fiddle, you gotta start to dance. Listen to my fiddle, kingdom come, kingdom come. Hear the frogs a-chunkin', jug-a-rum, jug-a-rum. Hear that mountain whippoorwill be lonesome in the air, and I'll tell you how I traveled to the Essex County Fair. Now, Essex County has a mighty pretty fair. All the smarty fiddlers from the south come there. Elbows flying as they rosin up the bow for the first prize contest in the Georgia Fiddler Show. There's old Dan Whelan with whiskers in his ears. He's been the kingpin fiddler for nearly 20 years. Big Tom Sargent with his blue wall eye and little Jimmy Weezer that can make a fiddle cry. They're all sitting around, spitting high and strutting proud, tuning and tuning where the judges told the crowd, them that gets the most is claps, will win the bestest prize. Well, everybody's waiting for the first Tweedly D, when in comes a stumbling hillbilly me. I bowed right pretty to the judges and the rest, took a silver dollar from a hole inside my vest, plunked it on the table and said, now there's my calling card, and anyone that licks me, well, he's gonna have to fiddle hard. Old Dan Whelan, he was laughing fit to holler. Little Jimmy Weezer said, there's one dead dollar. Big Tom Sargent had a yellow toothy grin, but I just tucked my little whippoorwill spang underneath my chin and petted it and tuned it until the judges said, begin. Big Tom Sargent was the first in line. He could fiddle all the bugs off a sweet potato vine. He could fiddle down a possum from a mile-high tree. Fiddle up a whale from the bottom of the sea. You could hear hands spank until they spank each other raw when he finished variations on Turkey in the Straw. Little Jimmy Weezer was the next to play. He could fiddle all night and he could fiddle all day. He could fiddle chills. He could fiddle fever. He could make a fiddle rustle like a lowland river. He could make a fiddle croon like a loving woman. And they clapped like thunder when he finished strumming. Then came the ruck of the bobtailed fiddlers, the let's go easies and the fair to middlers. They got their claps and lost their bicker, and they all settled back for some more corn liquor. The crowd was getting tired of their no-count squealing, when out in the center steps old Dan Whelan with whiskers in his ears. He's been a kingpin fiddler for nearly 20 years. He fiddled high and he fiddled low. Listen, whippoorwill, you gotta spread your wings. He fiddled and he fiddled with a cherry wood bow. Old Dan Whelan's got bee honey on his strings. He fiddled the wind by the lonesome moon. He fiddled the most almighty tune. He started fiddling like a ghost. He ended fiddling like a host. He fiddled north and he fiddled south. He fiddled the heart right out of your mouth. He fiddled here and he fiddled there. He fiddled salvation everywhere. And when he was finished, the crowd cut loose. And I sat there wondering, what's the use? Whippoorwill, fly home to your nest. But I stood up pert and I took my bow and my fiddle went to my shoulder so, and I thought there ain't no crowd to get me fazed, 'cause I was alone where I was raised. Up in the mountains so still it makes you scared, where God lies sleeping in his big white beard. And I could hear the sound of the squirrels in the pine, and I could hear the earth breathing through the long night time. Well, I thought they fiddled the rose and they fiddled the thorn, but they haven't fiddled the mountain corn. They fiddled sinful and they fiddled moral, but they haven't fiddled the brushwood laurel. They fiddled loud and they fiddled still, but they still haven't fiddled the whippoorwill. So I started off with a dump diddle dump, and hell broke loose in Georgia. Skunk cabbage growing by a bee gum stump. Whippoorwill, you're singing now. My mother was a whippoorwill pert, my father, he was lazy. But I'm hell broke loose in a new store shirt to fiddle all Georgia crazy. Swing your partners up and on the middle. Sashay now, listen that fiddle. Thumpjack slipping on a red hot griddle, and hell's broke loose, hell's broke loose. Fire on the mountain, snakes in the grass. Satan's her bile and old Lord, let him pass. Go down Moses, set them people free. Pop calls away on the old Red Sea. Jonah sitting on a hickory bough. Up jumps a whale, where's your prophet now? Rabbit in the bee patch, blossom in the pot. Trust on my fiddle, and my fiddle's getting hot. Sing to the mountains, little whippoorwill. Sing to the valleys and slap them with a hill, 'cause you're strutting high as an eagle's quill. And hell's broke loose, hell's broke loose, hell's broke loose in Georgia. There wasn't a sound when I stopped bowing, but somewhere or other the dawn was growing. I thought, I've fiddled all night and lost. You were good, hillbilly, but you've been bossed. So I went over to congratulate old man Dan. But right then, right when I walk up to him, he puts his fiddle into my hand. And then the noise of the crowd began.
The story of the mountain whippoorwill by John McEwen and Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. Isn't that a lovely piece? Well, thanks for listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. A little bit different way to finish it, but I've always loved that track. Always best listened to with the lights down low, where you can just imagine what the fiddle is doing. Oh, let's just take it out. Tune in again next week. We'll have another episode of Back Porch Bluegrass, and who knows what I'll be focusing on next week. See you all later.